And there we go. I normally get hot flushes halfway through my sermon, but I see I'm already there. So I don't know where I will end. Can I maybe just ask some of the ushers just to bring me a bit of water? Maybe I must cool myself down. That might help. That will be much appreciated. Thank you. Okay. I ask on Facebook, if you are not there, you are missing out on everything that we are announcing. I ask on Facebook, and as you came in, to think of a joke or something funny that happened to you during the last few weeks, but not to tell anyone. So, wie was ongehoorsaam? Who did not listen to me? Okay, if you haven't got the message somehow, can you please think of a joke or something funny that happened to you? You are very quiet. Okay. Now, you must please tell it to your neighbor, and your neighbor must tell it to you. Go. Joke time. Five, four, three, two, one. Okay. Joke time's up. All right. I hope we had a few good ones. Okay, I don't have a lot of time. Otherwise, I've asked you to come and share a bit up front so that we can have some fun. Isn't it nice to laugh every now and again? Hey? Laughter is good for us. I will talk about that a lot tonight. From the beginning of August, I was feeling on my heart that the Lord wanted me to talk about the joy of the Lord. And I was just waiting for my opportunity to preach, and tonight is my opportunity. So I've been walking with this thing like, okay, what do you want me to show them, Lord? What do you want to teach me, God? And so I'm very excited to bring the word tonight. I'll get to the name of my sermon. It's just no joke, but you will see why I put that up. So I just want to bring something before you tonight. Most of the things that I teach is actually very straightforward. It is a practice, and I like to be practical and easy. So it will not be very much intellectual, but I ask you to sit back, just relax. We have God's word, and I'm going to read from his word, and that is powerful, and that is going to set you free. All right, I'm just going to pray for us. Father, thank you that tonight your heart's desire, Lord, is for us just to be free, God, free of our stuff, Lord, free of things keeping us back, Lord. Your heart's desire, Lord, is to see us joyful, Father, to see us happy, Lord, successful in life, Lord. Thank you that you are good, God. Holy Spirit, I just want to tell you that you have every heart here in front of you tonight. We welcome you in. We say, take over my mouth and my words and this message. And this is your platform to come and minister to your precious people tonight. And all God's people say, amen. All right. A while back, I was privileged enough to fly up to Durban. I attended a children's church training. And the two pastors that taught us or whatever, they were from the same church that this Jeremy Riddle guy is, from Bethel Church in America. But the one thing that stuck with me is it's as if the one guy, his name is Seth, and he's like a small kind of guy. Actually, looks if he can still be in school, but he's married and he's got his kiddies and whatever. It's as if his countenance shone a little bit. Shone, is that the right word? Skein, het het geskein. And he looked so light, like nothing was pressing on his shoulders. And so he taught us and whatever, but that stuck with me, just his face. He actually looked like he was enjoying life. And from what I hear, he is also quite busy. So, but still, I did not get the impression that it was heavy for him. Okay, so that stuck with me. At the end of that all, one of the things they taught us is actually just to show the kids that it is fun to know the Lord. It's fun to walk with Jesus. He wants to laugh with them, what. So he said, well, they're going to pray for all of us and just impart joy into our lives because we need that. So we made like, dit is soos 'n tonneltjie as die rugby uithardloop, nê? So it's like something like that. And they just walked through it and they just touched our hands and they just prayed for us. So Laura, she's a grandmom already. She's the other children's church pastor. She came first and she said, Lord, I just release joy. I just release joy. And like you just receive the joy and like, thank you, Lord, for everything we've learned. But then the Seth guy comes along. He's hilarious, guys. So he's like walking down this tunnel. He's like, yeah, man, receive the joy, receive the joy. And I'm like, no, dude, what are you doing? But everywhere, as he comes through the people, they just laugh. They laugh at him, and he's not, I don't think he's actually trying to be funny. He is just childlike. And he's just like, well, what should I do now? Joy. Take the joy. So he's just making it interesting and funny, and I was like, yes, dude, you are like weird. But that also stuck to me. Whatever, it doesn't matter what people think of him. He's really in love with life. He's in love with Jesus. He teaches it to children, and you can see that he works with children. He's so childlike in his faith and in his doing. And you know, the Bible said to us, we will enter heaven if we think like children or act like children. What's that, Rick? What's that scripture? We must become like children, okay, in our faith and in our experiencing of things. That was just so pretty, him coming down, and I was thinking, no, dude, this is just wrong. But then I realized it's just my religiousness coming in the way. So we had a good laugh, and it was just an awesome time in Durban, and they just ushered us into the Lord's presence. So that was very cool. I have this childhood memory where we walk into the church that I was in as a child, and everything was quiet. And then my surname was Van der Merwe, and then the Van der Merwes were walking. We were four kids, so we were a big family. We sit like a whole row full. So we will enter, and everything is quiet, and then we will sit. I didn't like church when I was a kid, but I enjoyed like this whole, we do this together as a family. My dad will always buy peppermints, and he will pass it along to us, and we're like, can't wait to go home. But it was so quiet, and everybody was like, he called me Van der Merwes alweer. I think we were just having a little bit of joy at that stage, and she's like, no, you're not allowed actually to laugh in this church. I don't think we ever laughed in that church, all right? So there was just no joy, and we grow up with that. And that is how we perceive the Lord. That is how we perceive Christianity. This is a dik big besigheid. It's like lots of my words to describe it. I just couldn't get synonyms in English. I'm very sorry. I'll try my best. But yeah, it was like that. One of the things that the Seth guy, they teach their kids when they are small the following. They have like a declaration. They give them to them in this funny booklet. It's just like a little booklet. And then inside there is just a declaration that they read every morning at home. And when they come to children's church, they read it there. So check what they teach the kids. That's so cool. And just think how different it was from the way that you grew up. Okay, I'm going to throw it up there for you. I am powerful, and what I believe changes the world. So today, I declare, one, God is in a good mood. He loves me all the time. Nothing can separate me from his love. Two, Jesus' blood paid for everything. I will tell nations of what he had done. Three, I am important. How he made me is amazing. I was designed for worship. My mouth establishes praise to silence the enemy. So powerful. Everywhere I go, because... what happened here? Something happened to my declaration, but don't worry. I got it here. Everywhere I go becomes a perfect health zone, because with God, nothing is impossible. And that is what they teach them. God is in a good mood. And I want us to think, if you think about God, have you ever thought about him as smiling, laughing, giggling, uit sy maag uit lag? Have we ever thought about him like that? All right? Because joy is part of God's character, and joy is part of the inheritance that we receive knowing Jesus Christ and being filled with the Spirit, and that's what I'm going to talk about tonight. But do we see Father God like that? Okay. Cool. You're with me. Great. Okay. So when it comes to joy, it's not something that you have to do to get to joy. It's not... something you have, somewhere you have to go. It's just a way of positioning yourself. Okay, so where must you just position yourself? You must just get into God's presence. Because joy is part of God's character. In his presence you will find joy. I'm just going to read the scripture to you. Psalm 16, verse 11. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. My goodness, that's a sermon for another night. Pleasures, what is pleasures? And forevermore. How much pleasures is that? Many pleasures, much, I don't know, I'm not good with English, much, many. But in your presence is fullness of joy. How much joy is fullness of joy? Because that is what is in God's presence. Isn't that amazing? Somehow we just miss it. All right. Another scripture I want to read to you is Galatians 5, verse 22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, and the rest. Joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. All right? We get that when we are filled with the Holy Spirit. When we say, Jesus, you are my King, my Lord, and my Savior. Thank you for leaving me the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, we would be nowhere and just muchus. But you left us the Holy Spirit to be with us. And part of the Holy Spirit's gift to us is joy. I talked about that a while ago, about the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I said it's like this room full of beautifully wrapped presents. And then we see it and we just walk past because we don't want it. Now, joy is one of them. Now, just recently, both my kids had their birthdays. And both times, I was just watching how they shred the paper to open the gift. Have you seen it? Kids can't wait. They open your own gifts when it's your birthday. Everyone's gifts when it's their birthday. When they go to their Mikey's birthday, you really have a hard time. Just, it's not your birthday. You can't open the gift because they can't wait to open the gift. All right. And once again, I just pick up that childlikeness. That is how we must be with the gifts that God gave us. We must be so eager to rip that paper off and to get it. To make it part of our life, all right? To have that excitement around it, okay? I just can't understand it. Sometimes you go to people's parties, maybe you are like that, and they say, thank you for the gift, and then they put it away. And then the next time, thank you for the gift, and they put it away. And I'm like, what's in there? I just want to see. Some people have self-control to do that. Maybe if we're grown up, we're supposed to open the presents later. I don't know. I just can't wait that long. It's just so awesome for me. I just want to open the presents. Okay. So joy is part of our inheritance. All right. That is what the Bible teaches us. Now, I love old movies, and my favorite movie is Pride and Prejudice. I'm such a chica, eh? Yeah. Now, can I just see who have never heard about Pride and Prejudice? There are a few of you. You really have a hole in your education. Can I just tell you that? Fawn, you need to watch that movie. Lizelle, take it out for him, please. That is beautiful. Okay. But in this movie, there's a guy with the name Mr. Darcy. Do you know Mr. Darcy? That's the rich guy. Mind you, because we are telling jokes tonight, how funny is that cousin of them? What's his name? That short little guy, that's the reverend guy. That comes to ask her hand. Are you with me now? That short guy. That is so hilarious. I laugh myself stupid every time I see that guy. All right. But there's a Mr. Darcy. And Mr. Darcy is very wealthy. Very wealthy. Okay. He did not do anything to receive or to gain that wealth. He got it as an inheritance from his father. He practically lives in a castle. On Pride and Prejudice, you go to special features. And then they go to every... I like it. They go to all the venues that they shot the movie at. And then they go to all these beautiful old houses that they shot it in. You must go check it out. I have the DVD at home if you want to borrow it from me. But then, now Mr. Darcy's was one of these houses. It's beautiful. It's like this really mansion and castle. And what I was thinking while preparing this, I was thinking of someone that really inherited a lot, and Mr. Darcy came up. And I cannot imagine him saying no to that. Saying no to his inheritance. Saying no to his riches. Fullness of life at that stage. He was this rich guy. And he didn't really have to work, it seems. He just had to manage what he inherited. Okay? Joy is our inheritance. And we need to say yes to our inheritance. Just a part of it. But tonight I'm just going to focus on that. Okay? So just see it in that light. I've never inherited anything. My omas don't want to die, so... I've never inherited anything. No, I'm just making a joke. We're going to laugh a lot tonight, so if it's weird for you, just relax, just laugh with us, okay? It's okay if you laugh. But I've been to my grandmother the other day, and she is very old right now, and she said to me she's got so many pictures of her grandchildren, and she can't keep them all because they moved into a smaller house, and there's not enough space on the wall, so she gave my own photos back to me. I'm like, thanks, Oma, I'm going to take them home, put them on my own wall. Yeah, that was so funny. She's really a sweetie, but anyway. Okay. So that joy is our inheritance, guys. So we need to want it. We need to make it our own because it's there for us, free. We do not have to work for it. Okay, it's part of Jesus Christ, knowing Jesus Christ. Okay, next scripture, Psalm 100. A psalm of thanksgiving. Okay, I'm going to talk now about the key to God's presence, the key to his presence. How do we come into his presence if getting all of this joy is just the positioning of yourself? Just position yourself in God's presence. So how do we get into that presence? Right, a psalm of thanksgiving. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. Thank goodness. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. So what do you pick up? Thanksgiving. How do you come into the presence of the Lord? With thanksgiving. Not with moaning and groaning and blaming God, but with thanksgiving. That is a sermon on itself once again. But our whole life should be a lifestyle of thanksgiving. Giving thanks for what you have, where you are. Not all of us are in a great situation at the moment. You are maybe not where you want to be. You are in a tight spot. Give thanks for where you are. Give thanks for what you have. Give thanks for what you've been saved from, etc. Then praise, to praise him. That's another thing that came up there, to praise the Lord. We also did it when we sang tonight. We praise you, Lord. We lift your name on high. And then shout. It said shout, actually, there, not whisper. Shout, all right? But if we shout in church, it's weird. Okay, so we have to shout for joy. But once again, who? Near? Not in church, not while I have my quiet time. I actually don't like the word quiet time that much anymore, because I dance and I just make one hell of a noise when I have quiet time. Okay, I'm going to tell you a story now, what we did with the kids in quiet time, or in stomping time, I'm going to tell you now. But anyway, okay, we need to shout. For some of you, this is weird. You've never shouted anything biblical or Christian-y, all right? You will shout for the stormers, but you do not shout in church or whatever. But that is part of coming into the presence of the Lord so that we can receive that joy that he has for us. it was so cool this week. We shared a bit this morning. It was the prayer and fast for Africa, and all the grown-ups came together here at church, and they prayed, and they broke bread and they blew on the shofars, and I said, no, we're going to take all the kids up to the mountain. So some of our kids in our congregation, gemeente, we took them in the car, we took them up the mountain there by the picnic spot, we got them all out onto the rock, and we said, right, this is what we're going to do now. All right. Oom Andre gaan vir ons die shofar blaas, all right. You guys are going to shout, Jesus is King. You, they were amped. Some of them from this morning even, they were like already told, this is what we're going to do tonight. And they couldn't wait to do it. Guys, they shouted on the top of their lungs over and over and over and over and over that Jesus is King while the shofar blew. It was amazing. And what happened? The Lord showed two of the kids, angels. One saw angels standing around us. One saw angels on the opposite mountains. Two kids had visions about Africa being healed. Nothing was shown to the grown-ups, but the Lord ministered to the kids. It was so beautiful, all right? Right there, it was easy, okay? They weren't thinking, oh, it's weird, I shouldn't shout or whatever. They shouted to the Lord, and he revealed himself to them, and their lives were changed just like that. It was beautiful. They were so excited getting into the cars, driving down. The mom, they BBM me afterwards saying, this is what happened in the car still. This is what she felt the Lord was saying. This is what, it was amazing. Okay, that's all they did. They just shouted at the top of their voice, Jesus is King. For the rest, they quibbled who must drink the suppies that we got for the nachmal, for the communion. Like, no, I want to drink it all. They want to drink it all. Andre gave them all a little bit of a biscuit because we had communion. And while he was busy, he said, listen, guys, don't eat it now, but half of it was already finished, all right? So you can actually say that they got it all wrong, but they shouted to the Lord. That's not wrong, by the way, but they shouted to the Lord, and the Lord just revealed himself to them. It was an awesome experience. Ilana was with me. It was really, really very awesome. Now, one thing that I like about having a car, I know lots of you don't have cars yet, but this is just a tip for you. In my car, I can shout at the top of my lungs with no one hearing me. In my car, I can cry, I can pray, I can sing, and no one can hear me. Because a lot of the times, especially I think back to my days when I was in res in high school, my goodness, we were five in a room. You can't like really shout in quiet time because everybody will hear you. So in my car, it's really a time for me to enjoy the Lord's presence. There I shout, there I scream. In my house, I do it as well. I just do it in my car as well. For those of you who have cars, just a tip. Before you put on KFM, just shout a bit while you drive there on the N1 or in the main road down here, whatever. It's just a great opportunity to do it. We had our off weekend last weekend. We were in Cape Town. Once again, just like I like to share stories, so hang in with me. So I said to Rick beforehand, my expectation of this weekend, this is a tip for married people. We don't get off often, so when we have an off weekend, we put our expectation out before the time. I expect you to romance me this weekend. I expect you to spend time with me. I want you to be with me. I miss you. I want to talk to you, that kind of vibe. But this weekend, I said to Rick, I just want to be alone. And he said, I just want to work. I'm like, okay. So that's fine. We're not going to be in one another's way. We're not going to be disappointed. So we had an off weekend. And the whole weekend, Rick worked like a machine. And then I was enjoying Cape Town. We went Cape Town and I went shopping. But something wasn't lekker. I was mislukk. I was not in a good mood. And I just couldn't shake it off. I don't know what's wrong with me. And then I will come back to you. We stayed in a beautiful place. I will come back and Rick will still be working. And I know I just want to be alone, but it's like I don't have joy. And I don't know what's wrong with me. So we were driving back from Cape Town, and we were supposed to pick up the kids at my mom's house, which is on the other side of the mountain, and then come back. And then I asked Rick, can I maybe drop you at our house in Paul and go get the kids by myself? Because I just felt I need to scream now a little bit. You know what I mean? In the car. Okay. So he's like, oh, yeah, okay. So I drop him at the house, and then I decide. He's like, that's a good idea. Then I can work. Great, go work. And I said to myself, I'm going to drive through Bainskloof. It's so beautiful there. So I go through Bainskloof, and I knew I had to stop somewhere. I had to have some time with the Lord. So I had some nice praise and worship music on. I just sang. Still, I didn't know what's up with me. I parked the car. I got out. I walked up to, or climbed up to like a little rock thingy-majigs, and I sat there with this mislukkheid still with me. And then I just said, Lord, I don't know what's wrong with me, but this sucks, and I don't want to be like that. And on that rock, I said, I leave this thing here. I don't know what caused it. I really don't know why this is, and I'm not going to figure it out. I leave it here. I was struggling with a few things, and I felt like my season for this is past. I must move on now. And still, it's like I don't have breakthrough, and I don't know what to do. So I said to the Lord, I put this issue on this rock now. Yeah, I don't know what to do with it, but I'm not going to carry it any further, so I leave it there. And another thing, I said, I'm going to leave this here also. Lord, I know you have a new season for me. This is not part of my new season. I leave you here. Thank you. I got off the rock. I got into my car. And immediately the joy of the Lord returned to me. Immediately I felt light. I felt like, oh, I don't know what happened on that rock. That was amazing. Rick said, please tell me where's the rock. He just wants to avoid it. He never wants to go there again. And I said to myself, I'm going to go back to that rock and I'm going to tell that rock. I left that mislukkheid right there. I left that issue and whatever right there that I was struggling in. I moved on. And I don't want to be part of it anymore. Okay, so I just want to throw that in for you, all right? Because The devil wants to burden us with the heaviness. And sometimes it's a decision. I choose now, I'm not going to be like this. I choose to walk in the joy of the Lord. Fatwa. And then you move on. All right. And then you walk in the Lord, the joy that the Lord has for you. And all of a sudden, I felt like spring. Everything was like flowery and just nice around me. And I just knew the Lord was there. He heard my prayer. And I could go on. Was it 3 hours? No, it was 10 minutes. Finished. Goodbye. All right. Okay, back to the key of our inheritance. I'm still busy with that. But Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout once again joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. There it is. That is how you. That's the key to God's presence. To come with that joyfulness. To come with that thankfulness into his courts. To shout his name. So you can tell me, Alina, but this is a bit weird. When do I kind of have to do that? Well, when do you want to come into the Lord's presence? You do it in church. But we often find that people can come into the Lord's presence in church, but they struggle to do it at home. So I ask you now, go test the Lord on his word. And go into your room, go into his presence with thanksgiving, with gladness, with praise, with singing, and see how you experience God right at home, right where you are. Right in the office when everyone else has left already. Right there, he's with you and you can enter into his presence. So beautiful. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Okay, if you did not listen to anything that I read now, the will of God is for you too. Rejoice always. That's the will of God for you. To pray without ceasing. In everything, this is difficult. Look here. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Once again, you will not be able to walk in joy without Jesus Christ. You will not be able to do that without Jesus Christ. You will not be able to taste fullness of life without Jesus Christ. It's through Jesus Christ that we can do this. Otherwise, we're not going to make it. We all know that because Jesus saved us out of that pit that we're going into. Out of that, just, I don't know, that's where I was. And I trust that the Lord will actually remind us again, what did he save us out of? It's as if he keeps asking me that, saying, oh, moan, Alida. Just remember, what did I save you out of? And then even more glorious, what did he save me into? I say it every time that I preach, I think. But it's so precious because we forget about it. I think I have kind of an idea where I would have been without him if I did not give my life to him. All right, and that will not have been pretty. So beautiful. What does David do? Psalm 51. He lost the joy somewhere along the line. He says, restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. He asks the Lord, Lord, I lost it. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. And I believe that is what we must do. We must ask the Lord to come and restore our joy because I believe that a lot of us have lost it or never had it in our lives before. And then on the next slide, I only said to you, salvation. Salvation in itself, if you've been saved, it's more than enough to be actually in a place of joy until we lay our heads down and we say goodbye to this world. It is more than enough. We can be joyful actually every single day just because of Jesus and the fact that he saved us out of the very pit of hell, because that's where we would be. Doesn't matter how nice you are. Doesn't matter how many good works you do. That's where you would be without Jesus Christ. And for me, that is more than enough. And this is where the title for my sermon comes from, because I want to tell you that your salvation is no joke. Jesus Christ died for you and you and you and you and you. And it's not a joke. And in that salvation lies our thanksgiving, lies our gladness, lies our praise, and lies our joy. So much to be joyful about. So excited where we are going. I came across this song the other day. I said, no, it's time for new worship music in our house because I just know everything is old. I want something new. And I go into the store and I just grab this one CD and I listen to it and this one song pops out. And I'm like, whoa, this is a cool song. And I listen to it over. You know how you do it with a new CD? There's this one song you like. You listen to it over and over and over again. You know, and it really caught my attention and the words. And I went to look in the booklet. I want to see all the words because this is powerful stuff. And it's this song. We were in a house. We were all sick. Rick was not feeling lekker. I can't get out of my cold. The kids were sniffing and coughing and whatever. And we said to them, we don't like being like this. Do you like being like this? They are 4 and 2 years old. Huh. I'm like, we're going to put this song on now. And we are going to jump on the devil's head. And we're going to say, it's over with you. All right? We want to be happy and healthy and full of joy in this house. And we don't want to be sick anymore. Are you ready? Yes. Oh, I can't wait. Can I jump? Yes, you can jump. Can I, Cardi said us, can I take a sword? Can I cut the devil's head off? I'm like, go for it. That's all right. So we put this song on in our house. And once again, this is weird. People don't do that. But that should be everyday life. So there we go. I like to dance. I dance around. Rick jumps up and down. Fia's like, she's only two. Cardi is jumping, jumping, jumping. He's having a great time. And we just put this song on full loud. And we just say, Lord, we need you. You are more than enough for us. We know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. We don't want to be sick and muslik and sif. Because then I said to them, Mama is kort van draad. What's kort van draad? I'm irritable. I don't want to be like that. Do you want me to be like that? No. I'm like, great. Then we have to put on the song. I want to read you the words to this song, and then I'm going to play you the song. So we're first going to do the words, and then I'll show you what will happen from there. Because I heard it the first time, and I was driving, and I'm like, you can't sit still when you hear the song. You just have to jump. You just have to dance. You just have to do something. All right? I just want to read to you the words. It's from Jesus Culture. They sang this song. The song's name is Dance. Okay. I'm after your heart. Why should I be still when the worship starts? Lord, I'm so in love with you. What can man do? Can't hold back anymore. You spin over me, and you are pleased when I spend myself on you. I'm going to let go now, really worship, letting my dance come forth. Dance, dance, let the Spirit move you. Dance, dance, Holy Spirit in you. Turn my mourning into dancing. My heart is overjoyed. I will praise you. You healed my body and you made me new. My heart is overjoyed. I will dance for you. Gave me love that broke down fear. And I was thinking how many times the Lord broke fear in my life. My heart is full of joy. I will sing to you. My heart is full of joy. I will praise. I will dance. I will sing to you. Isn't that beautiful? Okay, we're going to listen to this now. It's like a pump-up song, so you're going to have to get ready. But just before I close, why does the Lord want us to be in a place of joy? Why does God want us to give thanks to Him, to sing to Him, to come with gladness before Him? He does not need any of those things, but He knows we need it. He's a good daddy, and He knows what we need. And He knows we need joy. Because the joy of the Lord is also our strength. So tonight's message is not only for those people who struggle with joy. If you are tired all the time, it's for you as well. Because our joy will be our strength. And God knows we need that joy. That's why He is saying, that is what I want you to do. My will for you is to be in that place of joy. To come with thanksgiving. You need it. It's good for you. Laughing is good for you. It's good for you. All right? Giggling is good. It's good for you. I made it for you. Because that's all God did all the time. He made all these things for us. Just for you and me. He didn't need it. Just for you and me. If the band can come up for me, please. You guys don't have to play if you can just come up so long, yeah. Now, I know maybe there's people here tonight, you cannot understand why I get so excited about this. Alida, this is a bit too much. Really, just relax. I want to tell you, then maybe we do not serve the same Lord. And I want to introduce you to Jesus Christ that I know. Because that is the one that keeps you dancing, that keeps you in that place of surrendering, that can remind you that He saved you from so much. So if this is weird, you don't really get it, and I'm weird for you, just hang on in there and then come forward. I would love to pray for you. I would like to just put your hand in Jesus' hand and say, Lord, she doesn't know you. Okay? She cannot understand why I'm so excited. Show her why I'm so excited. All right, so I trust that this will happen tonight. And then I think there's just a lot of us, we just lost our joy. We are not hungry for our joy. Maybe you can say to me, Alida, it's part of what I inherited from my father. He was a pessimist, so I'm a pessimist. He was like this, always negative, so I'm always negative. And I can say to you tonight, you can change through Jesus Christ. You don't have to have your father's character. All right, you can change. So many people, they just say, no, it comes down my bloodline. Sorry, that is how I am. All right? And there are a place for those things, but we cannot use that as an excuse. And I want to tell you tonight, Jesus Christ can take that away from you. All right? So don't blame anyone for where you are and whatever. All right? And some of us just need to be reminded of what Jesus saved us from. Okay, I don't think we will have a heavy altar call tonight because I just want you to spend some time with the Lord. And we're going to do that in praise tonight, in giving thanks tonight, in having joy tonight, to experience that joy tonight, saying, woo, I miss this. Jesus, I miss this. I need this. I need this more and more and more. I need this at home. My goodness, my husband needs to see what happens to me when I come into that place of just thanksgiving and joyfulness. My kids need to see that. All right? We need to take it home. We need to take it everywhere. Are you ready for the song? It's so cool. Some of you maybe know it. All right. So I'm going to ask Monique and the sound people to put the song nice and loud. You will not be able to sit still, so you're going to stand. If we can, we're going to throw the words up for you so that you can read with it. And then if you want to dance along, if you want to sing along, you're welcome because you just cannot stand. If you've never danced before, okay, just try moving your leg, all right, and see what happens. If you never raised your hands before, just put your hands in the air and surrender to Jesus Christ. The prettiest part of that song is that it says, you spin over me and you are pleased. The Lord is pleased when I spend my life on you. Okay, Ricky's saying just move the chairs to the outside so we can all stand in the middle so that there's enough space for us to move around and to dance. All right. Are we ready at the back? Monique, are you ready for me? We're going to do it twice. All right, twice in a row. Yes. The worship team wants to dance with, so they have to come off the stage now. Okay, you can dance with. It's okay. If you've never danced before, you've never raised your hands before, and this is weird for you, it's not weird for any of us. Okay, so it's all right. Just close your eyes. If you struggle to focus, don't watch the words. Close your eyes. Just listen to the words. Just raise your hands to Jesus and say, this is a start. I want to experience you in that way. Right, we can go.